The earliest layer of the yoga tradition. In the Upanishads, 2,500 to 3,000 years ago, speaks of seekers asking a question about life and death. Who are we? What is this thing called life? What is birth and death? What is time? And the answer that became the root of all of the yogic traditions, both Buddhist and Hindu, Jain, Sankhya, Vedanta, was look within. But to do so, first we need to understand what it is to look without. And that means dealing with the senses. So here's a very, very ancient meditation to start our day. Connect first with the experience of hearing. Connecting with sounds near and far, you might recognize them for what they are. Or just recognize them as sound or vibration passing through. Notice how they're clearly not you. A bit of hum from somewhere, or my voice, or the sound of someone else's breath or movements. Sounds appear and disappear on their own. Because they appear and disappear and are not you, we can just let them be if we're searching for the heart of things. So just letting them be. Bring your attention to visual sensation. You can open your eyes if you want, or if you've had them open and you just close them and that feels good, closed is fine. But recognizing the way that the mind attaches to pictures, that we see things. Oh, this is a place I'm in, this is this building, these are these people. Or inner images in the mind all the time. Things that we see arise and pass on their own. Some of them are attractive, some of them are frightening. In this moment, they are not dangerous. So we let them go. Images can do themselves. Classically speaking, this might mean that you close your eyes. But you can do the practice with any of the senses open or closed. It's more about where the attention is. So sit in a way that's pleasurable, with eyes open or closed. But if eyes are open, you just let the visual field do itself. Eyes are closed, you let the mental images do themselves. And we do the same with smells and tastes. If there's any scent that you're aware of or tastes that you're aware of, you recognize that they fluctuate all the time, they come and go, they're based in various conditions. Someone smells like something or something smells like something. You have a taste in your mouth from breakfast or tea or whatever. Smells and tastes come and go. They are not you. You let them be. Do you get how all the senses work this way? Information comes in, appears, is known by the body-mind. It's changing all the time. It's based in where we are, who's around, what's happening. So we can just let it be. We don't have to get involved every time with the senses. like if you're walking down the street and you're really engaged in a deep conversation about something that's important to you with a close friend. Even if someone walks by down the other side of the street who's really attractive to you. Where normally you'd be like, ooh, right? If you're really engaged in investigating something, you're doing something else right now. You just let it go. Attractive people, they come and go. This is the heart of the drawing in of the senses. Be willing for a few minutes to not respond to the call of sensory stimulation. You just let them go by. You don't have to deny anything. It's not disembodied. It's just not relevant information in this moment. But of course, the hardest one is the body. Second hardest, really. Mind is hardest. But bring your attention to the body. Notice any way the body is comfortable and at ease right now. Notice those sensations. You can be grateful for them, enjoy them, let them fill the body. Because comfort is helpful. It is not you, it's not permanent, it can't be guaranteed, but it's helpful. Notice if your attention immediately is drawn toward pain or discomfort. Pain and discomfort is true, it is worth attending to. You notice pain, you have a choice. And the choice is based in the assessment of whether the pain is telling you something you need to know in this moment, like that it's important to move the body to not be injured. If that's important, then you respond to that out of love and care for the body. But often pain and discomfort is not that. The body just aches sitting still. It aches as we age. It aches because life is achy. And if that's what you're noticing, then you can do the practice of letting it be. Oh, this is the body aging, aching. It's okay. We don't have to respond to every single twinge and itch. It's very difficult not to. But notice what happens if you just let sensations, both pleasant and unpleasant, just be for a bit. And the body, of course, isn't just neutral sensations. The body is where emotions live, where the mind really plays out. And there might be emotion present based in the talk that I gave to start our day off, based in some other drama or unfolding process in your life. Again, those things are real and meaningful. And it is the power of the mind to be able to make a choice and say, right now I can set that aside. You can put that down for a moment. Let it be there. What happens if I just let the body be? Where does attention go? If I let sensations and images and sounds and smells and tastes just be? What does attention do? One possibility is that it just rests open and present. Not hooking onto anything. Try that out. When you notice attention wanting to stick onto something, let that thing go by. Oh, that's not it. That's not the heart of the matter. That's a passing sensation, feeling, thought. soft, kind, open presence, not sticking onto anything. Now notice where your attention is. Did it already go to thought, to story, to fretting about a sensation, trying to figure something out? Or did it go to a habitual meditation object like the breath? The reason we use objects of meditation to train in concentration is partly because resting in open presence is so difficult. So then here's the practice to help the mind learn to rest, to not grab onto every passing sensory impulse. We use the breath as the object or anchor of meditation because it is so ancient and traditional to do so. But if breath isn't a good anchor for you, in other words, if it's not pleasant or at least neutral to pleasurable, then you might use sounds or just the general sense of the whole body. For using breath, feel the body breathing. It's almost like we use this sensation as a way to fill the space. We don't grab onto other sensations. It's easier to not get stuck on something as it walks by if you're really engaged in what you're doing. That conversation with a friend, it's got to be good. So we're going to have a conversation with the friend, the breath and the body. Find the pleasure of the breath, if that's available to you. Again, if it's not, find something that is. You want it to feel good. And this means you can play with it. Make it deeper, make it longer. Feel it in your nose, feel it in your chest, feel it in your belly, feel it through the whole body. Find the delicious breath if you can. And you find it. Notice what you are attending to. If you're sensing the breath at the tip of the nose or in the chest or the belly. I mostly work with the breath in the whole body. Or if you're working with sounds, notice just the pleasure of letting sounds come and go, resting in that open space. And whatever your attention is landing on, the basic practice in all the yogas is to keep it there. How do we learn to rest? How do we land Notice that as you attempt to gather your attention in this one place with the breath or sounds or the body, that there's this pull and it's habitual, it's deep. There's a pull toward other things. The anxious mind swings in with its worries. The vigilant mind swings in with its defenses. Freeze, collapse swings in to say, it's too hard, shut down, fall over, fall asleep, dull out. All of these are the animal defenses. Perceiving danger. The danger is not what you think it is. For all of the distractions and the hindrances, the pathway to the present is to come into the place and the moment where we are. If the hindrances are fear or anger-based, anxiety, vigilance, frustration, worry, it can help to let your eyes open and see if you can know in your body that you are here in this place in this moment. You are not in a conversation that was difficult earlier this week. You are not in your work that will be difficult next week. Right here and now. Is this space good enough to be able to rest? If the hindrance is dullness or freeze, wake up. Deepen the breath. Be willing to not succumb to dullness. It can also help to open the eyes. Sometimes I open them for a few moments and then I reclose them. So I brighten the inner energy and then drop back in. We'll sit for a few minutes in silence now with this web of practices. It's not just concentrate on the breath. It's not just go inward. It's not just look outward or don't look outward. It's really do whatever you can to rest in a mind that is awake, kind, present in this moment, on this land, in this body, with exactly the blessings and ailments that we each carry in our own way. We'll sit together for a few minutes in silence now. close this opening meditation with a short chant that I'll offer to honor the lineage of the Theravada elders, in whose line I sit and whose practice in its brilliance and longevity unfolded through the mysterious lines of karma and action as this building in which we practice now. I'll sing for you just a chant that honors or praises the triple gem of Buddha, Dhamma, and Sangha from the Theravada monastic tradition, and a chant of homage to the Buddha as awakened, perfected, blessed. And then we'll do one short chant together to close. Arahang samma sambuddho bhagava Bundang bhagavantam abhivadami Svakato bhagavata dhammo Dhammang namasami Supatipanno bhagavato savaka sangho Sanghang namami Nammo tassa bhagavato arahato sammasambuddhassa Nammo tassa bhagavato arahato sammasambuddhassa Nammo tassa bhagavato arahato sammasambuddhassa. And we'll sing together a chant in Sanskrit shared by the Buddhist and Hindu yoga lineages, the profound wish for all beings everywhere to be at ease, protected from harm, well cared for, strong in body and mind. The root emotion of the practice known as metta, the divine resting place of the heart, loving kindness, the wish for all beings to be well, bodhicitta, the great heart of compassion for the world. The phrase in Sanskrit is loka samasta sukhino bhavantu. May all beings be at ease. Loka, world, samasta, sukhino, beings, happy or at ease, sukha, happiness. Bhavantu, becoming or being. May all beings be at ease. So here it is once, and then we'll sing it all three times all together. Loka samasta sukhino bhavantu. And then we'll sing Om Shanti Shanti Shanti. Om Shanti Shanti Shanti. Loka samasta sukhino bhavantu. Three times all together, and then Om Shanti. Loka samasta sukhino bhavantu Loka samasta sukhino bhavantu Loka samasta sukhino bhavantu Om Shanti Shanti Shanti. May there be peace in all realms. in all lands, in all peoples, in all time and space. May all beings be free.
Thank you for listening. To learn how you can support the teachers and Dharma Seed, please visit dharmaseed.org/donate.